kick start business as strange as they can be. Stupid, silly product on Amazon and QVC. Heidemann does the research, finding things you didn't know. The service you get only on the Steve Cochran Show.
There you go. Again, DeCoste getting it done. That's a theme song from a brand new feature. I just saw Pete Zimmerman in the hallway. Pete used to be the quirky, weird guy on this show. And we'll still bring him back for certain things. But the new quirky, weird guy position is Michael Heidemann.
He's filling that role quite nicely.
Yes, yes. Have you enjoyed your first couple weeks on the show?
I have. It's an honor to be the new quirky, weird guy on the show. Mm. It's a pleasure to be working with all of you, in fact.
And I asked you if you could do for me a little research and find me, because everybody talks about Kickstarter and all the crowdfunding sites. Everybody knows Amazon, of course. But there's a lot of crap on both of them.
Almost too much. The internet is a wild place, believe it or not.
Yes. So on Kickstarter, for instance, let's go through a couple of these. These are products that are looking for funding. Mm-hmm. These are actual products looking for funding. The walkie-talkie seems to go with today. Remember we had guacamole earlier?
Oh, yeah.
The walkie-talkie is your standard two-way radio, but it looks like an avocado. It's molded by hand in Guatemala, so it's a Guatemalan walkie-talkie.
What is this? Get smart?
You know, it should be, right? The walkie-talkie is made in two parts, Mary. All devices are worked on in Guatemala City. They have radios sourced from Shenzhen, China. It's reduced to the essentials, a circuit board, an antenna, buttons, and a mount. They give the radios, then, an avocado shell. There are two major startup costs. Total cost to do this is around $10,000. They're actually looking for a pledge of how much?
$25,000.
$25,000 to make the walkie-talkie.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, and I can see a situation where you'd be in the kitchen making guacamole and you'd have to make an emergency radio call on a secret guacamole radio. I could see that happening.
So you like this idea.
Yeah.
Well, you may want to pledge then. They're a little short of their goal. How much have they raised so far?
They've raised $616 so far.
That's just short of $25,000 for the walkie-talkie.
They're not coming from Mexico, are they?
Yeah, yeah. It's a horde. What is it, a horde? It's an invasion?
Caravan.
Caravan, that's what it is, yeah.
Of engineering people who like to make their stuff out of fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Item number two, the little kernel locator.
Now, this is one of my favorites. I think it's very helpful, and, you know, it reminds you of fried chicken, which is never a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all. How much are they looking for? It doesn't look like they've listed their goal, does it?
So they're looking for $10,050.
$10,050. What an odd goal.
Well, I'm confused as to what it locates. It uses Bluetooth to track what?
So it locates you. So if you want to be a fashionable young student or a man on the town, you can wear this string necktie that you see the colonel often wear, and it's a tracking device that is within, I think, 100 feet from your smartphone. So it doesn't go very far. But, I mean, when you're wearing that kind of necktie, I mean, you're not going to...
But what's a real-world use of this?
You know, I'm going to have to defer to the colonel for that one.
I mean, do you find your phone with this? Or I mean, you know...
Who's tracking you? But I put that on my dog, and then the dog goes away, and I'm like, where? Thank God the dog has the little colonel tie on, and now I can track him. Is that what we're getting at?
It's the colonel's bow tie look with the long strands on it. The little colonel locator from KFC Innovations Lab features the kernel improved style, embedded Bluetooth technology, and a flashing red light will let you know how high tech it is. It'll track a range of 100 feet from your phone. But unless you're really loaded, you know where you are.
Yeah. And, you know, when you do these Kickstarter campaigns, oftentimes they give you different amounts at levels you can donate, and then there's incentive packages for each amount. If you give $132, you get the little
kernel locator.
That's all you get. If you give $20, you get a 3D puffy sticker. Everyone loves puffy stickers.
Hey, right? Great for birthdays.
Right. If you give $50, you get a limited edition T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And if you give $60, you get limited edition sweatpants. So I'd like to add those fried chicken.
So $110 would give you an outfit to eat your fried chicken in.
You know, I didn't put a photo on of the sweatpants on there, but they're actually pretty stylish.
I don't doubt it. Speaking of food, let's go to item number three here. This is a pizza pocket hoodie. that allows you to keep your pizza in your pocket?
Absolutely. This is my favorite of the Kickstarters. I might actually empty out my bank account just to fund this completely. They were looking for $6,000, and they raised $7,235 for this because it's
everyone
just such
pizza.
A great idea.
They beat their goal.
They beat their goal, and with then some. And I think it's still funding, in fact.
Why do you put pizza in your pocket?
It's funny you ask that. Well, because you can enjoy pizza now wherever you go. It keeps it nice and warm in there. It's not going to get dirty, too. It's like a kangaroo pouch for your pizza.
For your slice of pizza. Now, I agree with you, Dave. That would have been my first response. But after the pizza elevator incident, imagine if I had been wearing this. I could have slid the two slices of pizza in there, and I would not have destroyed one of the elevators here when I dropped the pizza.
Wait, and it says it'll keep the pizza warm for hours.
Mm-hmm.
So for hours, you can have this little slice of pizza on your chest. In your hoodie.
Pizza Pocket hoodie. Even though they've achieved full funding and apparently they're going to make it, they'll still take your money. Also on Kickstarter. Now, you might be saying, Steve, okay, I want something for me. I don't want to donate to somebody and wait for them to make it. Let's go to Amazon Live or Amazon.com for live ladybugs. What is this?
A great gift for any of young people from your family, or maybe just if they're just into insects. For only $5, actually a price of $4.03 with almost $8 shipping, you can get a live ladybug package of 1,500 live ladybugs guaranteed to be living and kicking once they get to your door.
Why? What are you doing with ladybugs?
They're good luck.
That's right.
So you're just going to let them run in your house, or where are you going to let them loose?
Yeah, don't they make you smile, like if you ever catch a ladybug?
Not 1,500 of them?
Well, I think you can let them loose in your garden, right? I think that might be the idea, not in your house.
And what happens in your garden?
Well, I think they're beneficial for your garden in a lot of different ways, right? I
mean, sometimes they eat some of the plants, though. Mm-hmm.
Steve, when's your birthday?
March 14th. Sorry you missed it.
Darn it. Next time.
Next up, also on Amazon, this is a beauty. It's a senior woman with asthma wall decal, peel and stick graphic. Why would I want a woman with asthma on my wall?
Now, you're going to, well, in this situation, you're going to DePaul. You want to impress the ladies, or you want to just, you know, have a cool spot to do your studying. What is better than seeing an old woman with an inhaler on your wall? I mean, she's in action, too. And you can get this a height of 48 inches by 41 width.
That's 4 feet tall.
For only $60.
$60, an old woman with an inhaler on my wall.
Why?
Exactly. Why?
It's a conversation starter.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And an answer, too.
What's wrong with you? And then we have item number three here. This is the roast beef sandwich bath soak. Amber bath salts luxury bath with au jus French dipped. All right, how's this work?
What's more perfect for a person from Chicago than a roast beef sandwich bath soak? I mean, you just roll in one of these after a long day at work. You get to just sit in there. Maybe you throw some jardiniere. Who knows what you're feeling? And this actually goes for the great price of only $11.95.
So does my water smell like a roast beef sandwich?
Why wouldn't it?
I bet it has a lot of salt in it, sodium, you know, and that salt baths are good for you, so it probably helps tenderize.
And we just had that story about the beer baths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Right, where you go and soak in a tub of beer. So if you had two tubs, you could fill one with beer, fill one with the roast beef.
Yeah, oh, and if you had two tubs side by side, you could do a Cialis commercial. So it's dinner and
there
whatever.
I want to know the life story of the person who buys the au jus sauce or juice for mm-hmm. to bathe in.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Michael, don't you think your dog's going to jump in the tub with you if it smells the roast beef?
Oh my gosh!
You know they put that in the cautionary part of the tale, so they.
Tail, huh?
Yeah, the T-A-I-L. And finally, a bonus item by the people at Skulls Unlimited International, real human finger bones that you can buy at Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Which, hey, listen, if you needed any proof that Amazon has no clearance over what items get posted, this is real human finger bones. We don't know where they came from. We don't know how they got them. We just know Skulls Unlimited are the people that are marketing them. They say it's an extensive selection of real and replica human skulls and skeletons at their company. Real human skulls and skeletons obtained from legal and ethical sources. This finger bone is from a hand, prehensile, multi-fingered, extremity located at the end of an arm and forelimb of primates. This finger bone can be yours for how much?
This one goes for the price of $15 with $4 shipping.
Unless I'm a serial killer, what do I need with a finger bone?
I don't know. It's gross. I can't even look at the picture.
You know, they I love how they mention in the product description, with 27 bones, the hand is one of the most important parts of the body, and this is the one that you want. In fact, I don't know if I put it on the list, but I have some user ratings. It's 5.0, so everyone has been very, very happy with it. And from a woman named India who got it for her husband, got this for my husband, and he loves it. Nice and white. No yellowing.
I don't get it.
Is
it
no yellowing? There you go.
Yeah.
Voodoo or some kind of voodoo thing?
It's got to be, right? It says, arrived well-packed. This is another review. Arrived well-packed in bubble wrap and labeled. Absolutely clean and white with no residual smell. Perfect for my needs. What are your needs? She also says, it got here fast.
Hey, when you want your bones, you want them immediately.
Freak show. Nice job by you.
Well, thanks, Steve.
Quirky and weird.
Yeah, you know, I really hit it hard today.
It's Michael Heidemann's Corner, an occasional feature of the Steve Cochran Show.